This is an ABC podcast.
Hey, Alice Brennan here on Background Briefing. For the next couple of episodes, we are bringing you a series of incredible short stories. I'm going to call them background briefs from the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic. These stories are intimate, they're scary and heartwarming, and they bring new light to the myriad ways our country is coping or struggling to cope in a time of great change. Last episode, we took you inside a prison's desperate attempt to stave off the virus, and today we're following a charity that's struggling to comfort the clients it can no longer reach out to and physically touch. To cope, they've come up with some radical solutions. The story is by reporter Jeff Thompson, and it starts at a food relief service in the Blue Mountains, just west of Sydney.
On a beautiful bright blue day, shrink-wrapped pallets of fruit drink are being stacked along the edge of the wide wooden deck in front of Katoomba's Lighthouse Church. Cars are starting to pull up into the U-shaped driveway.
And as I step up onto the big wide balcony here, go to where the real action is, and there's boxes of Cocoa Pops. There's, I think looks like Pringles and tartare sauce, some juices, a few desserts, and a whole lot of frozen pies and fruit.
We're really focusing on the traffic this week because we don't want to get in trouble from council for having a bunch of cars backed up on the road.
What used to be face-to-face and highly social is now a drive-through service.
We used to, we had it in the park and everybody just queue up and we give them all a ticket and a number and then we just serve them as they came up. And we'd have gazebos and everything in the park up the road there.
It was started by Pastor Ian Bartley.
Because of the restrictions, we decided to do it this way. So we keep them in their cars and they just drive through and they hand their bags out of the car. We fill their bags up and then we give it back to them and they drive off.
A car moves up to the wooden deck and Pastor Ian hands the woman inside some rolls and a couple of loaves of bread.
You're welcome. Anytime, do that.
Wonderful. It's really, really helpful. I haven't been working for 3 weeks.
Yeah, right. And you lost your job because of coronavirus?
Yes, I did. Yeah. And that wasn't a lot of money anyway, so this really helped.
Pastor Ian Bartley has had to pivot his relatively new charity to meet the rapidly changing needs of his local community.
So we've been doing this for the last 3.5 years, and we do it every Wednesday from about this time till about 1. We can be giving out to about 60 families in the area on a regular basis. The thing now with Katoomba is, of course, 90% of its economy is wrecked because it relies on tourism. So we're expecting a fairly high influx of more people to come in.
But just as demand is going up, donations are running out and volunteers are staying home. And that means a charity like Ian's has less capacity to feed a growing number of hungry people. There's a new urgency to Pastor Ian's work.
We've noticed last week an increase.
And who are your clientele typically?
They're people mainly on fixed incomes and they struggle, you know.
So does that mean benefits typically?
Yeah, benefits, pensions. There's young people too who are not able to work. Some of them have had disabilities and so forth. We've had a lot of victims of domestic violence, and in fact we work at supporting victims of domestic violence in the area. And so they all come and get food, and if we can save them a bit of money, we just help them out.
By now the driveway is full, and across the way I notice Pastor Ian speaking softly to a grey-haired woman wearing a face mask, and she's just stepped out of her car.
A lady that just lost her husband on Wednesday night, last Wednesday night, I'm providing her now with some counselling support. So he just dropped dead on Wednesday night. She was sitting on the veranda with him and he just died. So she's suffering from shock. She's come here today and I'll call her and we'll just follow her up and everything. And then you know, we'll just make sure that she's okay. Because so this is part of the anchor that they've got. Yeah.
Because that's a hell of a thing to go through, losing your partner suddenly at the moment when there is it's hard to get comfort from other people.
That's right, yes, when you're going through. And I said to her, I said, I'd give you a hug, but I can't, you know. Mm. So she said, well, even my children can't hug me and my grandchildren can't hug me at the moment. So she's really feeling it. And she had the funeral yesterday and he was cremated. She's the only one who was there. She's the only one that could go. So that's pretty upsetting for her. Yeah. And
did she come here today for food or to see you?
She came here today for food, yeah. She doesn't take a lot, but she takes some. For herself and her daughter, and her grandkids.
But the food Ian's charity gives away is supplied by a bigger operation. And that operation and the guy who leads it have been knocked sideways by coronavirus too.
Hi. How are you going? Jeff Thompson from ABC. I'm just looking for Marty. I was going to meet him here.
Yeah, I'll go and call him.
I'm standing outside Marty's church in the industrial area of the Western Sydney suburb of Kingswood. He and I go back a ways. I first met him 7 years ago in the open-air car park of Kingswood train station when I was reporting a story for Four Corners.
Well, this is where people are, you know, like this is where you meet them. And they walk past and they see you and they go, hey, what's going on? And you get to share with them what's going on.
Part pastor, part maitre d' of a free al fresco restaurant, his energy and enthusiasm were infectious. I'm keen to see how he's going now.
That's 7 years, mate.
Dear Jesus.
You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, thank you.
I've gotten older.
No, you haven't. You still look sprightly and young, full of life.
How'd you go with Ian?
Oh, yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Coronavirus has killed the car park dinners for now.
We're no longer delivering hot food to the street. It's hampers, it's food deliveries. We're partnering with different groups, partnering with school teachers that are just coming and picking up food for their students, partnering with other churches and other community groups who come and pick up. So we're still distributing the same amount of food, but just in a different way. But we're still doing it. But the need is massive out there.
And just while the need is growing, Marty's got fewer people to help support his massive logistical load. Before the virus came, he had 30 to 40 volunteers a week, along with 60 people working for the dole on any given day. Now they've been told to stay home.
We've got probably about 6 or 7 that are running the food solution side, where we would have 30 to 40 there on any given day running that side of it. So it's tough. It's tough on the team.
For Marty, the motivating factor has always been helping people in need, while asking nothing in return. Something I now realise he shares with Ian Bartley of Katoomba.
Ian comes down every Wednesday, loads up with a truckload of food, off he goes to Katoomba and serves his community. He's never done it for the purpose of trying to get people, you know, into the faith. It's never been about trying to proselytise. It's not been about, hey, let's fill the seats on Sundays. He's had a real heart just to love his community.
Marty knows more than most about COVID-19. Because he's just gotten over it. He and his wife caught it on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship back in March. I'm speaking to him on his third day out of self-isolation. They're both okay now. Marty's case was mild. And he's worried that for some vulnerable people in Sydney's western suburbs, the lockdown restrictions could be worse than the disease.
On this side of it, where you're dealing with the most vulnerable and broken, I think the ongoing flow-on effect can be really bad. And I think suicide is my number one. I think there's a lot of people that are going to lose their incomes, lose their businesses, potentially lose their family connections. And a lot of people lose their jobs. They then become homeless because they're only one paycheck away from not paying the rent. And I think this is going to affect people in a real big way. I think the government, stimulus-wise, are doing what they can. I commend them for that. But I just think we might have seen this monster as far bigger than what it actually was. And I think we probably responded a little bit too quickly and a little bit too drastically. And I think that's what we're seeing now.
As long as the monster remains undefeated, the dislocation of social distancing will continue to challenge charities like Pastor Marty Beckett's and the kindred spirit he's found in Pastor Ian Bartley of Katoomba.
We get a lot of pastors who come through and they want to do what we're doing, And they go, oh, it's so hard, you know. And we don't see the people necessarily coming in on Sunday. And we go, well, if you do it for that reason, you got the wrong reason. The idea is meant to be you as a church going out to them. And so Ian comes in, he goes, oh, I don't care if they don't come to church. I just want to connect and help. And and he's done such an amazing job.
Between them, the two pastors are making a difference, one bag of free groceries at a time.
They don't have to worry too much about the expense of providing fresh food and so forth. So, yeah, it just makes things a little better, yeah. And that's because our motto is making things better. That's our motto.